Pope Francis released a sweeping encyclical today about the devastating impacts of pollution and climate change. It called for immediate societal changes. Director Emeritus of the Missouri Botanical Garden, Peter Raven, is a member of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, the committee that advises the Pope on these matters. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin spoke with him today and asked what changes the world will see this century.
You know, in the next 40 years or so, the climate of Illinois is going to be like the climate of northern Alabama at the present time. That is going to have hugely serious effects on agriculture and agricultural productivity worldwide in a world where 850 million of our 7.3 billion people are already living in relative poverty. We live in a world that's very rough right now. And with 7.3 billion people growing at a net of 220,000 a day, it's going to get worse.
I mean, what's the significance of a figure like the Pope making the statement?
The significance of a figure like the Pope making the statement is not that he's verifying the science or agreeing with the science. That's not even a discussion. The significance of the Pope making the statement is he's calling attention to our need to act with these problems to overcome our selfish short-term goals and our short-term gains and get on with it. The Pope is so widely accepted as a world leader in these areas that I can only hope that his words will help to accelerate the negotiations about climate, about discharge of more greenhouse gases, and put a new level of serious debate into the discussion, both in the U.S. Congress, which he's going to address in September, and in the Paris meetings on global climate change at the end of the year.
In your advice to the Pope, did you draw any experiences or observations from St. Louis?
Only indirectly, only in the fact that St. Louis is an example of a modern city with many poor people, with rich and poor, with racial segregation, with many social problems. I think our advice has mainly been twofold over the years. One is what we're constituted to do to assure the veracity of the scientific facts, and on the other hand, to encourage the church to understand that moral leadership is very badly needed at this point if we're actually going to get anywhere.
So what was your overall reaction to the Pope's encyclical release today?
My overall reaction to the Pope's encyclical is basically joy. I think it has the very real potential of being able to change people's minds, or even if they understood the science and weren't into sort of a denialist, me first kind of point of view, would go by that and bring them on to dealing with the problems that we all confront as real problems that we must confront, and thus really help us into the future. People are not actually going to change their lifestyles because of the fate of the polar bear, and they're not actually going to change their lifestyles because they just read a page of statistics or because I said agriculture is changing. We're all much too preoccupied with our day-to-day lives to do that. But if we begin to feel a moral responsibility for creation, this wonderful living world that supports us, sustains our atmosphere, recycles our water, preserves our topsoil, and teems with tens of millions of unique organisms that are there and which make a system on which we depend utterly, if there can be a moral basis for change, then we might be able to get somewhere.